All right, we're rocking pretty hard over here. It's a beautiful day. Hopefully you're getting outside and enjoying the nice weather. We're going to cut into the music here. We've got a pretty exciting opportunity. Some friends of the community are here for a presentation today, and that is Heliostar Metals. Of course, everyone knows they're working out there over in Unga, working at the old Unga mine and seeing if there's any gold out there for extraction. So they'll be here today, and the meeting is at 6 p.m. tonight, and that's at the QTT Rec Center?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. So in the studio, we got Sam and Charles. Charles is the head of the company Heliostar, CEO, I believe, and then Vice President of Exploration, Steve, here. And they're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing. So, guys, we really appreciate you coming here today. And, yeah, just want to give you the chance to talk about what brings you to town.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Thank you for the beautiful weather. looking forward to giving everyone an update tonight. We'll touch on some of our plans for this year, touch on how tough the market is at the moment. We're a company where people take risks to invest in looking for gold, and with the general economy taking a downturn, it's made it a bit tougher. But we've got a plan that we'd love to share with people tonight. A little bit of exploration here closer to Sandpoint, as well as some plans around the old mine at Unga that we'll talk about.
Yes. Okay. So some stuff here locally on the island, even. I see, I was just walking the beaches the other day and I saw a bunch of veins of quartz, and it made me think that there has to be gold around here too. So you guys have seen some stuff as well, huh?
Yeah. So just south of the airport, there was an old deposit found in the early 90s called Centennial after the anniversary of Sandpoint. A famous Alaskan geologist called Bill Ellis found it, who just recently passed away a couple of months ago. And since the early 90s, there's been no one had a close look at that. We think it's fed by some high-grade veins, and we're going to go and look for them. We're hopefully going to start that in July. I'll be clear, we're not guaranteeing that, but that's the plan.
Okay, awesome. So a little bit of work here locally, and then maybe some work over in Unga as well. Is that the idea, Sam?
Yes. So, the focus of our program would be that drilling at Centennial. But as Charles mentioned, we've also got some work that we'd like to start doing over at the old Unga mine. Nobody's really been underground there in an extensive way since the mine shut down in the 1920s. There was a little brief blip of exploration underground there in the 1980s. But what we'd like to do is take a phased approach to opening up that mine and getting back underground and have a look around from an exploration standpoint and just see what the veins look like and what the rocks are telling us.
Okay. So I think that for everyone here, even though you said that there's been some companies that came, they looked at Balboa for copper and things like that in the early 2010s. They were looking at Unga a little bit as well, and then you said the 80s. So everyone's kind of used to seeing people come and go to a certain extent. And so I think that maybe, I would say cynical to a certain extent, that people are like, okay, we'll wait and see what happens here, believe it when I see it type stuff. But, how do you guys really feel about this? You guys keep coming back. This isn't your first time here. There seems to be something going on. How do you guys, I'm curious, what you really think about this project. Do you think that 7-8 years from now, you guys will be drilling and extracting some gold?
It's a very fair question, and we've actually been talking about that with a few of the meetings we've had today and we'll have tomorrow, in that our business is effectively R&D for people who are more comfortable. That's all exploration is, trying to use science to come up and for us discover new areas where we think there's gold. And so that's very risky. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of effort to find that, and you're not always guaranteed a positive result. It's something that when we talk up here, fishermen understand the same return. So we actually get a lot of understanding when we're here. And so that regularly creates a chance where companies try for a while and it doesn't work and they give up. So on one hand, we talk about the possibility of a huge economic boom and a lot of employment and a lot of opportunity. But at the same time, we can't guarantee whether we'll be drilling this year or next year because you've got to attack risk capital. And so that's the challenge when you run a company like Heliostar, is how do you keep people excited to invest in the company and go forward, but also explain the realities that even best case scenario, it's 5 to 7 years. So we've had 2 years of really good programs where there was more support. We're just trying to keep the momentum. We want to do this program this year, and we think that things will pick up. The gold price is still quite high. Once the economy works out which way it's heading, I think there'd be a bit more support. So completely understand people being cynical because it's a difficult business. And yeah. Gold's $2,000 an ounce for a reason. It's hard to find. So we'll keep plugging away. We'll keep coming and sharing what we're doing, what's working. And our next key step is if we can get to 1 million ounces of gold, then we've got enough gold here that we can be confident and say year in, year out, this is what we're doing. So the key step for people to say these guys are real and it's hanging around is when we have enough success to say we've got 1 million ounces of gold between Unger and Popov Islands. I think that's the key thing to look for. And we could do that in 1 year. It could take 4 or 5 years. I think we'll get there. As geos, we think this is one of the best projects that we've seen. It is a really, really good project. We've both worked for big companies all around the world, and it's rare to see a project this good. The reason that people haven't sort of made it, turned it into a mine before, is it is expensive to work in Alaska. So it's about understanding how to work here, building the local connections to make it cheaper, and just having a bit of good luck. Finding gold always takes a little bit of luck.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people locally that have mined gold here just for, you know, economic reasons, for fun. I mean, when I first got here, man, people in my family, they'd love to go gold panning, so catch the gold fever every once in a while. So it's definitely something ingrained here that's a pretty amazing thing. So how, you know, you talk about how it's a good-looking project from a geologist perspective. 1 million ounces of gold, that's tremendous. How many ounces of gold do you feel confident is there right now based upon your current drilling?
Based on our current drilling, we have about 384,000 ounces at about 13.8 grams per ton. And so, you know, just to put that in context, that's a pretty high-grade deposit, but it's not really to the size yet to be economic. You really need that 1 million ounces, that larger number of ounces to be able to build a mine on. And so, you know, we've got a great toehold in that, and we've got a lot of areas that we're actively working. The old Unga mine, the history there is absolutely incredible. The fact that, you know, that was Alaska's first underground gold mine, you know, the grades and, you know, you could just, it's fun to go walk that old site and see the size of the mill and look at some of the pictures that that are still hanging in the offices around town here. You know, that must have been just absolutely incredible. And we know that they did not, you know, they didn't mine everything out of there. They mined what they could process at the time. They were mining free milling gold, but the records, the diaries of the old timers, Frank Brown, who worked there, those things tell us that the veins continue on down at depth. They just weren't able to process them because they started getting a lot more base metal rich. They started having a lot of lead and zinc, and that made problems for the old timers to get the gold out. And so, you know, there's that legacy. And we have a number of other prospects that we're actively advancing at Aquila, Orange Mountain. There's a number of other places we're working, and we think we can pull that 1 million ounces together from.
Okay, so would you say that there's even like the potential that, like, so let's just say you guys go to a new site that you guys have, you know there's supposed to be some gold there, you haven't really looked at it yet, and then this year it could just be like boom, 500,000 ounces. Prospect right there at Centurion, like, or whatever. Like, is that a possibility?
That's exactly what Centennial is. So Centennial, just south of the airport, you know, near where the salmon berries are on the track, where the two Ford Broncos are laying to rest. there's sort of some flat lying gold that's basically a thin veneer of gold on the surface. Imagine, at the risk of getting too technical, a whole heap of lava flows occurred in the history of the island. And at the top of those lava flows, it wasn't solid. It was sort of frothy and bubbly. And then much later, a fluid rich in gold came through those rocks and just replaced the surfaces like an icing on each layer. And most of the drilling was basically vertical holes or very close to vertical holes, testing that flat-lying zone. And they came up with about 200,000 ounces at about 1.3 grams. That's not a very robust guess because of the time that it was done, but that was the estimate at the time. For everyone who knows the Adit and that there's veins in the cliff to the west, and we just walked along the beach yesterday and looked at this for ourselves, We think that there's steep zones that might be veins with very high-grade gold that bring that gold to the surface. And we'll look to drill with sort of angled holes. I'm using my hands in the station, so it's not really working for people listening. But we'll try and drill angled holes.
A little more targeted than just straight up and down, perhaps.
Exactly, to hit those sub-vertical structures. And we think that'll have higher grade based on the science that we know. So if we're lucky, that's exactly what we'll do, what you suggested, is find significantly more higher grade gold, a bit deeper, and that would be a great result from the program this summer.
Okay, so then you're just like maybe one more summer worth of drilling to get that 1 million at that point.
Correct.
Lord willing, like this is just like, I mean, this is just like, you know, best case scenario for you guys we're talking about.
Yeah, if you look up our website, it's www.heliostar.com, you can find all about us, all about our plans, our news releases, and we have a presentation. And we think it'd cost about $20 million to deliver that 1 million ounces. But in a market that's pretty tough to raise money, you've got to bite that off in steps. And so we'll just go step by step this year.
Now, so you guys, what you were saying was that you're R&D, and so would you guys actually have a stake in the claim then? Or would you guys, are you guys hoping that you can sell this to a different company that does extraction? Or do you guys actually extract yourself? I know you guys are rich in exploration, but do you guys also drill and process? Or is the hope that you guys can find something that you can then market to people that actually do that kind of work?
There's a whole range of business models in our space, from people who are just pure explorers to people who are just pure producers.
Mm-hmm.
Sam and I are a bit unique. We both worked for some of the world's biggest gold companies and have a history in production as well as exploration. And so Heliostar is a bit different from your average explorer. We want to build and operate a mine.
Okay.
And we'd love that to be here at Sandpoint. We think it's got all the ingredients. We're lucky with the support that we found so far. And part of coming here is to try and deepen those relationships.
Yeah.
Because we want to be here for the long haul.
That's great. You know, I think that, yeah, you see a host of different mining operations across the state, some where they're, you know, you've got the Donlin mine, maybe a prime example of community outreach and support and just a long-term mine, and then obviously other operations in the region that have not had local support. And so it's great to see that operation, you guys coming out here and doing that. Anything you want to say about tonight?
No, please come. I think we have gold and fried chicken is a joke. Can I try and use gold and fried chicken? So come for the chicken and learn about the gold. And then one more thing that's just a small gesture from Heliostar. Congratulations to all the seniors who are graduating on Friday. We'll talk about it tonight and have some certificates for Friday. But any of the seniors who are going to go on to further education or want to seek further education, we're offering a $500 scholarship too, because, you know, we'd love to help train the engineers, the scientists that might come and work in the mine. You know, gold's been a big part of Unga's history.
Mm.
We'd like it to be part of Unga's future. And so happy to support in the little ways that we can while we're doing exploration to make a positive impact while we're here.
Well, that's really generous. Yeah, we have some amazing kids here. You know, secondary education's become a stalwart for some of these kids. So we really appreciate you guys doing that and reaching out and supporting the graduating kids with a scholarship like that. That's amazing.
No, thank you for having us, and we'll always have regular updates, but yeah, feel free to come at 6 o'clock tonight and hear from it firsthand.
All right, so a presentation on hopes for exploring the summer, fried chicken to boot, and starts at 6 o'clock at the QTT Rec Center, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, 6 p.m. tonight, guys. That's a Heliostar. We've got the CEO and the Vice President of Exploration. They'll be presenting about their plans for the Unga Mine, as well as some work here on Pop Off. So come on down, enjoy dinner at 6 p.m., and also hear the presentation. All right, we'll get back to the music here. So you can go online to apradio.org. This interview will be up there in just a few minutes, so don't go far if you want to hear it again. But come down tonight at 6 p.m. and get it straight from the horse's mouth.